The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And we have two special guests today. We have Joe Keegan and Tony Roberto, co-owners of Stately Home Builders. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Thanks for being here with us. We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss various real estate topics. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. During the week,
feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
To view our listings or search the MLS listings, you can go to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have all our archive radio shows. And don't forget to friend us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, Tony Roberto and Joe Keegan, co-owners of Stately Home Builders, can you give me a little bit of background on you guys, how you got started, when you got started, what you do, and how you do it, please?
We started the business ourselves about 12, 13 years ago, and we've been working together ever since. The company that we're in now, Stately Home Builders, we created about 2 years ago, and we've been building homes and doing mostly remodeling from then on.
Well, today, I thought we would talk about generators due to the fact we just had a major storm on the East Coast, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that wish they had a generator. And unfortunately, many were caught without power for weeks and weeks and weeks. And those people are probably more in the New Jersey, New York area. But we did, you know, feel the effects of that hurricane ourselves. And are you getting a lot of calls for people that want generators these days because of what happened?
We had a couple calls for generators, but they were so hard to come by because everybody purchased them when the storm was coming. And now that they're becoming more frequent in the stores, the calls have dropped down. But I would say people should think about the next storm and not being left without power and getting something set up.
Well, we had friends in this local area that live out in, you know, rural areas. And the rural areas, I think, were the areas that were mostly affected. And I have friends that had to go to a hotel and for several days because they were without power. But we also talked to someone who goes to school where our son goes to, and they had a generator. And they had a full house generator. There's different size generators. There's different things that people can do with generators. There's portable ones, and there's larger units. What do you want to talk about there?
You could pretty much go from a whole house generator, which would run basically on natural gas. As long as you have your natural gas or propane gas, for that matter, you can have power throughout your entire house.
They also run on diesel fuel.
Okay. What are you seeing mostly, diesel or natural gas or propane?
Most people will install the natural gas generators if they're going to do it. A lot of our calls have been coming in for just a regular gas-powered portable generator that you would obviously take out of your house and plug it into like a transfer switch or something to run certain items in your house, like a refrigerator or your heating unit or something like that.
So those are smaller units, portable units, where you wouldn't have the ability to power your whole house.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so those are more economical? Is that why people would tend to go to something like that?
Well, they're quite a bit cheaper. And if your power doesn't tend to go out a lot, that might be something you might look into instead of spending $2,000 to $3,000 to get a natural gas generator installed. It's quite a bit cheaper. It's roughly between $1,200 and $1,300 to have a portable generator installed with a switch to operate your bigger appliances in your house. And obviously you're going to have some lights and stuff that'll work also.
Well, I thought about this, and if I was one of those people in the country in a rural area, I would want the ability to be able to live in the comfort I am accustomed to. So I would want an entire house generator.
Oh, like nothing happened.
Like nothing happened.
Like nothing happened. Like there's not a storm and there's no electricity, but we have it.
Right.
I mean, you have it. Excuse me, dear.
Yes. So we can invite our friends over there.
Oh, we'd have a lot of friends, trust me. Yeah.
The newfound friends.
That's right. Everybody be knocking on outdoors. How'd you get lights on?
Okay. I think most people were just looking to get their basic necessities up and running, you know, just their refrigerator and some lights so that their food didn't spoil and so they could maneuver around the house a little bit.
Well, in the time of year, too, it was cold. So people wanted their heat.
They wanted their heat, yes.
So a portable generator can do this?
Yes.
Basically?
Yes. Portable could do that. And what you're talking about in a rural area, you could run something like that on propane. And you wouldn't even have to leave. You would have a basic shut off of your lights for 10 seconds, and the switch would turn on, your generator would turn on all by itself, and you wouldn't know even that the power went out.
Right. Okay, well, in places such as New Jersey and New York where there was gas rationing and people couldn't power some of their generators because of, they had the generator, but because they couldn't get the gas, they were out of luck.
Yeah, basically. Well, if you had natural gas or propane, as long as you had something for your generator to run on, then you would be all right for a certain period of time, for however long that would last you.
That wasn't shut off. A lot of places, they shut the gas off
right.
to a lot of these homes and stuff like that.
My dad is down in Breezy Point where they had the big fires. They turned off the gas, they turned off the water, they turned off the electric. So I went down there with a generator. I was a very popular guy. I had the generator running, and I'm running it, and every 2 hours, I had to put another gallon of gas in it, and everybody kept telling me to save your gas, save your gas. I didn't understand because, you know, I came from...
You couldn't get it down there?
No, they couldn't get it. They couldn't get it. So I brought 10 gallons of gas with me, but 10 gallons of gas, if I ran that thing 24 hours, it would have just kept it barely running. So I guess the way to hook it up is the propane or the natural gas. But like in that situation, what do you do? I mean, you can't do anything.
Well, really, in any natural disaster, you don't know what stuff is going to end up being turned off or turned on. And, I mean, you want to have enough stuff to take care of your family, but in turn, you don't know what utility is going to work or not.
Well, I always like to have Plan B. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And that's the thing about disasters, natural disasters, they're not all the same. And,
right.
you know, the trees were down and power was down and gas was being rationed and flooding and fires. It was all happening at the same time. And down at Breezy Point in New York, there was the
tide came in. It was 6.5 feet storm surge, came right up the block.
High tide.
That storm surge destroyed
everything. I think mostly around here was mostly trees that took out the power.
Right, so they don't have to worry about losing the gas.
It was definitely not water coming up the street.
They didn't worry about the tide.
So what about the safety issues? Are there safety issues? Are there things you do, you don't do with these type of devices?
Well, if you have a portable generator itself, right off the bat, and I know a lot of people don't listen to this warning, but you should have it outside somewhere. And have your extension cord or your switch where you're having it plugged in a different location. So you're not running your generator in the house because it does create a carbon monoxide.
Good point.
The other thing is the maintenance on these. The portable ones, if you're not using them and you only have a storm maybe once every 5 years that you may pull it out for, you want to make sure that you run it once a month and keep the oil changed and remove the gas and put new gas in, or keep fresh gas on hand at all times in case a storm is coming.
Usually we do have a warning, but sometimes they do catch us off guard. So you're right. Always be prepared. So you check these generators at least once a month. The worst thing in the world is to be in some sort of situation where you go to turn it on, you're expecting it does, and it doesn't. And what about the more permanent generators? Is it the same? Do you test it once a month?
Yes, usually on a natural gas or propane generator. They'll come on once a week at a specific time, and they'll run through a cycle, and they'll burn everything off that's, you know, building inside. Like you may have, because these units are outside, there might be spiders or bees' nests or whatever, and it creates enough heat that these things don't want to live in there, and it just services itself, basically. So when the time comes when you need this, it should work.
Okay, so in terms of costs, a portable generator is less expensive than a more permanent generator that runs off natural gas. Am I correct in that?
You can get a portable generator for anywhere from probably $200 to $2,000, depending on the size of the generator and the amount of stuff you want to run off of it. A natural gas propane permanent generator, they range from tens of thousands. You could run entire hospitals off of them.
But for your average homeowner, what would you think that the cost would be? Like a regular house, say 1,500 square feet to 2,000 square feet.
Probably an install price would be roughly around $4,000.
Okay. So,
and does that include the electrical work and everything? The generator, the electrical work?
Yeah, that would give you the transfer switch, the gas line to it, whether it's propane or natural gas, and the generator itself.
Now, naturally, the bigger generator, the more it's going to be.
Yes.
Right? So some people that have electric heat in their house, they would need a much larger generator.
Yeah,
well, that kind of depends on what rooms you want to heat. Like, you don't technically have to heat them all, but it's really up to the homeowner on how they want to set it up.
Okay. Well, good discussion. We'll be back after a brief break after we review a listing. Pat, please.
Yes, we have a great ranch in Roaring Brook Township, a 5-bedroom, 3-bath home at 201 Johns Lee Lane for $209,000. This home has nice wood floors, a brick fireplace, cathedral ceilings. The master bedroom has a master bath. The finished lower level has a kitchen, living room, 2 bedrooms, and its own washer-dryer hookup. This home is perfect for older kids or in-laws. It has 2 driveways with an attached garage and a carport. It also has a nice in-ground pool. All of this, it's all on a nice corner lot. It's a very nice property. So if you're looking for a great ranch in Roaring Brook Township, give us a call about 201 Johns Lee Lane, a 5-bedroom, 3-bath home for $209,000.
Thank you, Pat. Who's buying and selling? This is from the National Association of Realtors. It's the profile of who's buying and selling. Married couples account for more buyers and sellers than all other household types combined. And this share of married couples is the highest level since 2001. 65% of buyers are married. 76% of sellers are married. First-time home buyers at 39%, and first-time home sellers are at 34%. How much do buyers earn per year? In the Northeast, it's at $83,600. In the Midwest, it's at $73,000. In the South, it's at $80,000. And in the West, it's at $79,000. How much do sellers earn per year? In the Northeast, it's $100,800. In the Midwest, it's $90,000. In the South, it's $100,000. And in the West, it's $90,000. How do buyers and sellers find an agent? Well, referrals. 40% of the buyers found their agent through a referral from a friend, family, or neighbor, and 38% of the sellers found their realtor through a referral. 89% of buyers used a real estate agent, and it's up from 69% in 2001. So that's good news for us.
Good news for us.
Please stay with us. We will be back in a short bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ready from Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM. The Talker, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker in with Pat Tafani, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Do you like our discussion today?
Yes, I do. I like generators.
This is an interesting topic,
isn't
it? Yeah,
I know, and you're getting a gleam in your eye that you want a generator attached to the house.
I really want
to. She has a spot, Tony. She's got a spot for it right next to the house where she's going to put the generator.
I know exactly where it's going to go.
Man. And every week, every Saturday, I think I'm going to hear the machine start up and test. What's that?
With us today is Joe Keegan and Tony Roberto, co-owners of Stately Home Builders. And we're talking about generators and portable generators and permanent generators. Before we go any further, can you give us your contact information, guys, please?
Yes, you can contact us at 570-575-0713 or 570-650-9579. You could also see our webpage at statelyhomebuilders.com. You could also like us on Facebook.
And on Facebook, you guys have really great pictures of some of your work, correct?
Yes, a lot of pictures are before and after shots. So you could see what it started off at and what it looks like now.
Yeah, you were showing me some pictures before the show, and it was really some beautiful stuff, some really nice work.
Impressive.
Very impressive.
And it's nice to see the transformation.
To go from before and after.
Mm-hmm. That is always good.
Can we send you guys down to my father's house to rebuild his house in Breezy?
Pack up our tools on our way?
Yeah, but you have no electricity.
That's all right. We have a generator.
You have a generator.
You have a generator. Now, on the break, we were talking about the different types of fuels that one would have now. Natural gas, propane, diesel, that one can fuel a generator. How about oil?
Heating oil and diesel fuel are the same thing. Diesel fuel is clear and heating oil is dyed because there is no road tax on it. So it's the same thing. Diesel and heating oil are the same thing.
Okay. So someone out in a rural area that has electric heat, doesn't have natural gas, propane, would be able to use diesel or some form of
heating oil.
Heating oil. Okay. Now, what about people with well pumps?
Yeah, we were saying before about a portable generator. Say I have a portable generator and I needed to keep my well pump going because I need water in the house. Can I hook up the portable generator to my well pump?
Well, how the portable generator works is you have a transfer switch installed next to your panel box, whether it's in the basement or the garage. And it gives you so many circuits, depending on how many circuits you want to use.
Depending on the size of the generator also.
Correct. So, in other words, you may get a transfer switch that has 8 circuits in it. You pick the 8 most important things that you would want to work in case the power went out. A well pump, if you need water and that's something that you want, then we would hook that up to the transfer switch, which would turn on your well pump whenever it was needed, just like the power was still on.
Oh, very good.
Are these generators noisy?
The portable ones are. They are loud, but they are going to be outside. So, I mean, you're going to be inside. It's not going to be to the point where you can't talk to someone.
Or can't sleep.
Or can't sleep, right. It's just going to be more like a hum.
Okay.
But the bigger ones that are more like the natural gas and propane, they're just as noisy, probably. So
covers on them are insulated a little bit to dampen the noise down.
Yeah, but you know the generator's running.
You also know you have heat and water and everything,
right.
too.
That's right. Maybe if I have electricity, I can turn I can turn the TV
You're
up a
You're still watching television and everything,
turn
too.
Turn the TV up and cover up the sound of the generator.
Can't have everything in a natural disaster.
Turn the radio up, 94.3 The Talk.
There you go. Okay. Why not? If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And we're talking about generators. And one of the things that we have to do that you mentioned on the first half of this show, Tony, was maintaining these generators. What else is needed?
Well, other than your regular maintenance, when you know there's a storm coming, obviously you want to go and get fresh gas. You don't want to use gas that's been sitting in your garage or in your shed for years. Your generator will run much more efficient on newer gas. The generators won't run well on an older gas. It's just the way the generators are built now because of the additives they put in gas now. You should probably put some kind of stabilizer in your gas, just like any of your lawn
weed eaters, you know, lawn mowers. Snow blowers, anything like that, they have a gas stabilization that you put in, and it takes away the moisture, keeps the moisture out of all the lines and stuff like that.
Okay.
So,
do you think people really think about this from month to month when there aren't any storms on the horizon?
No, not really. Now is the time before another storm is going to happen. It's only a matter of time until another storm comes where the trees get blown down. And, you know, you lose power and you could be ready without having to worry about, you know, where you're going to take a shower or if all your food in your refrigerator is going to go bad. For a small investment, you will have all that.
Right. And how many people didn't, you know, were caught off guard this last storm? You ran out, but there were things all over Facebook about how they were trying to find generators and everybody
people
was sold
out. They waited till the last minute, and then when they realized the storm was really going to be bad, there was no generators to be found. So now you can go out, shop for one, get one at a good deal.
Because everybody returned them back to Home Depot and Lowe's and all these other different stores.
Right, because a lot of people didn't need it.
They didn't need them. They just bought them just in case.
Just in case, like here in this area. We were fortunate because a lot of us were spared. But our people, relatives and family in New York and in New Jersey, they're still feeling the effects and will continue to feel the effects for many months. Like you said, your parents have to rebuild.
Rebuild everything. All the electrical was destroyed. They need a new panel, the mechanical, the boiler, the hot water. Oh, the kitchen, the bath, everything was destroyed.
There was a lot of people around here that were hit pretty hard, though, like Moscow area. It kind of went right around the city, Dalton, Abington Heights, in that area, because the Abington School District was out of school for a few days.
Did you get a lot of work because of that? Did you find yourself getting a lot of calls? And, you know, now you mentioned at the beginning of the show, there are a few people that did.
Yeah, we had a few people call for our generator because they needed it for themselves.
Now, you guys were talking about transfer switches. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. The transfer switches that have to be done. If I have a portable generator, how do I get this transfer done? Do I call you guys? Do I call an electrician? Does he hook up the transfer switches on my panel? How does that work?
You can call us. We come right out. We could figure out what circuits that you actually want to use, and we could size your generator for your needs. We could pick a location where you want to keep your generator once the power goes out, where you're going to be able to fill it with gas and do this safely and keep the carbon monoxide away from your home. And at that point, we'd put it's more or less like a transfer plug where you plug your...
Oh, I got you. You plug the generator into the panel.
You plug it into this external plug that we would have.
Okay.
And the power runs to the transfer switch, which turns on everything in your house.
Oh, very good. A little pre-planning goes a long way. Instead of running 100 extension cords all around the house?
Right.
That sounds like a much better way to do it.
It's one little cord, and you can make it pretty much as long as you want. I mean, I think some of the transfer switches actually come with like a 12 or 16-foot cord, where you could run it outside of your garage and put it underneath the door, and your generator would technically be outside and your cable runs inside in your garage underneath your door if your panel is in your garage.
Excellent.
But if it's not and it's in your basement, well, you could run an outlet outside and just plug it in.
Aha, okay. That was what I was thinking about as you were talking. Now, how long do generators last? Say, you know, I mean, I don't know when the last time anybody used their generator before this last storm. I can't recall. But say you don't use it for 10 years.
As long as there's regular maintenance on it, it should last you probably a lifetime.
A lifetime. Even a portable generator?
Yeah, as long as you keep the maintenance on it, and just like a car. I mean, if you don't use it and it sits, but you keep running. It running and keep everything working correctly, it's going to last you a long time.
Yeah, my generator's 15 years old. I ran it down at my dad's house for 6 or 7 hours straight, and it was fine. But last year, like you said, you have to maintain it. I took it apart. I had the carburetor rebuilt, I guess. You know, I have a 50-year-old car that still runs, and I'm over 50, and I still run. So.
And you run the car more than you run the generator.
Yes, I do. I do.
But I
like to run the car. I don't like to run the generator.
But it does have to be run. It does have to be maintained and kept in good condition.
Right. Well, you want it in case an emergency happens. You know, it's just like wanting food in case something happens to our food source. Like, you're going to want something to have.
Well, it's nice backup. It's peace of mind. I if I was to build a house, I would certainly consider building that into the cost of construction. I think, especially if I was going to a rural area.
Right.
It would be important. I mean, this last storm made me pause, made me stop and think. But I guess what I'm hearing from you is that the size of the generator and the cost of the generator depends on what you can and cannot live without.
Correct. Yeah, if you only want like heat and one refrigerator to work, you could get away with a small generator, which you don't even probably need a transfer switch. You can get the right size extension cord and run it into the house through a window or something and just power the stuff up like that. But if you want lights and TV and satellite,
water,
and heat, water,
computers. Your daily comforts.
Yeah. Right. Your best bet is to get a transfer switch where you could just plug it in and everything would work fine. The only difference you would notice is you have to actually go outside, pull the generator out, start it up, and plug it in. Or you can get, like we talked about before, the transfer switch where it switches automatically and you wouldn't even know the difference.
That's the one I want.
Yes, I know. And that's triple the cost, of course.
That's the one I want, guys. Okay, write it down.
Gee, there's a surprise.
We're out of time. We had an excellent discussion regarding generators. And thank you, Joe Keegan and Tony Roberto, co-owners of Stately Home Builders. Thanks for being with us today. I'd like to talk about roofs. That's something we haven't talked about. Would you guys come back next week to talk about roofs?
Absolutely. Sure.
Thank you so much. Before we close, Pat? Yeah.
Yes, we have a foreclosure at 539 Gibbon Street in Scranton for only $40,500. It's a two-unit ranch that has great potential. It's set up as a two-family, but it could easily be a single again. It has a two-car detached garage and is within walking distance to the park. Well, now the downside. It has been condemned by the city of Scranton, and some of the copper pipes have been taken out. So if you're an investor or you're looking for an adventure, give us a call about this foreclosure at 539 Gibbon Street, Scranton. It's a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home for $40,500, and it's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
And my tip today before we close, if you're looking to cut down on toxic cleaning substances around your home, try some natural alternatives. Lemon juice cleans glass and bleaches when used in sunlight. Vinegar dissolves grease, deodorizes, and polishes some metals. Baking soda deodorizes and extinguishes flames. Hopefully you don't have to use that. Softens fabric, even works as toothpaste. And borax inhibits mold growth and removes stains and can kill some insects. It's that time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions at questions@jready.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.